This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3862, for Tuesday, the 23rd of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled Firefox Extensions. It is hosted by Archer72 and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Archer72 goes over extensions used on the desktop and yes, mobile too.
Hello, this is Archer72. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, I talk about the plugins I use in Firefox on the desktop and also on the mobile. You heard that right. You can use some Firefox plugins on your mobile device with the beta of Firefox. On the desktop, we'll start off with uBlock Origin, which is basically an ad blocker. You've probably heard of that one. And there's I Don't Care About Cookies, which blocks messages about accepting cookies. Then I've been using Bitwarden lately, so there's a plugin for that to fill in my passwords. So I only have to remember one password and it remembers the rest. To make web pages more easy on the eyes, there's Dark Reader, which is a dark mode for every website. Take care of your eyes, use Dark Theme for night and daily browsing. This eye care extension enables night mode creating dark themes for websites on the fly. Dark Reader inverts bright colors, making them high contrast and easy to read at night. You can adjust brightness, contrast, sepia filter, dark mode, font settings, and ignore list. Dark Reader doesn't show ads and doesn't send users' data anywhere. It is fully open source. A plugin I've been using only lately is ChatGPT Box, which integrates ChatGPT into your browser. Say I do a DuckDuckGo search. Well, this plugin integrates a search box next to DuckDuckGo and allows you to ask your question there. You can also highlight on a word or set of words and go to the plugin and go to the drop down where it says ask, and it will answer the question about the sentence or just a couple of words right in line. There's also a feature that I found really handy is when it finishes answering the question, you have the option to download the response in Markdown. And you can export all the conversations in the JSON file format. The next plugin I don't use as much as I used to because I've been using NVIDIA's since the episode on getting rid of Google services, but the add-on is custom video speed for YouTube, and you can change the default and current speed of your YouTube videos. You can change the speed by steps of 0.1 from 0.1 times to 8 times using sliders, buttons, and or the keyboard. On a related note, there is sponsor block for YouTube. Skip sponsorships, subscription begging, and more on YouTube videos. Report sponsor on videos you watch to save others time. Sponsor block will let you skip over sponsors, intros, outros, subscription reminders, and other annoying parts to YouTube videos. Sponsor block is a crowdsourced browser extension that lets anyone submit the start and end times of sponsored segments and other segments of YouTube videos. You can also skip over non-music sections of music videos. It is supported by NVIDIA's old YouTube and mobile YouTube. Another plugin that I've used as of late is TabStash, a no-fuss way to save and restore batches of tabs as bookmarks. I usually have several pinned tabs, but the other ones that are open, if I just drop down to the plugin, it stashes all the ones that are unpinned. Or if I decide to, I can just shift and select a set of tabs and use the plugin, and it'll stash just those tabs. It'll give a timestamp on the sidebar. The last extension I use on the desktop is Tridactyl. It is Vim, but in the browser. Replace Firefox control mechanism with one modeled on Vim. This add-on is very usable, but in an early stage of development. We intend to implement the majority of Vimperator's features. Control your browser with your keyboard only. Most common tasks you want your browser to perform are bound to a single key press. The colon key performs some of the actions, like if you do colon and type pin, it pins the tab, and if you do the same again, it unpins the tab. Lowercase d closes the tab, and lowercase t opens a new tab, and with it are a history of the last 10 sites you've typed in, URLs you typed in. And so you either tab down to go to them or start typing, and it'll give you more extensive history of other places you've been. Since I've been to the Hacker Public Radio calendar page quite a few times to check how many shows are coming up, I just type lowercase t, words hacker, space, calendar, and it pops up the URL for the calendar page of Hacker Public Radio. Another nice feature is typing lowercase f to follow, and then a letter that shows up on the page corresponding to each link, and that opens a new tab immediately. If you hit the uppercase F while you're doing that, the link will open in the background. And if I type colon tab space, I get a list of my open tabs, and I can narrow it down. Like if I have a couple of DuckDuckGo searches on different tabs, I can type DU and it'll populate. I can type DU and it will populate the tabs relating to that keyword. That's all I have for desktop plugins. But as promised, I will go through the short process of adding plugins to the mobile browser. First of all, you will need the Firefox beta version, which I'll leave a link to in the show notes to, and a Firefox account which you're logged into on both the desktop and mobile. I'll be doing this on the desktop for ease of use. Go to my account and view my collections, and on the left hand side there is a button that says create a collection. So I created a mobile collection for add-ons. So now you go to an extension you want to add. In this case, I'm going to use the example of Simple Translate. You go about 3/4 of the way down the page, and there will be a drop down on the left hand side for select a collection. And then you drop down and you select mobile add-ons. From here you go to Firefox beta on your mobile phone. Open any page. Go to Add-ons and then Add-on Manager. Scroll to the bottom and tap the plus button to add Simple Translate. Some of my mobile plugins are the same as on my desktop Firefox. They are uBlock Origin, Dark Reader, Bitwarden, Sponsor Block. I don't care about cookies. And additionally, there's a video background play fix, which works on both YouTube and NVIDIA's. The last one I have is YouTube playback speed, which is a little finicky because you have to go back in and save the setting again if you want to run faster than one time. And I don't use it much anymore anyways, but I will still leave the link in the show notes. I actually use NVIDIA's more, and like I mentioned before, and it has an easier way to access the speed control. Well, that's all I have for this episode. Feel free to leave comments or a response show to any of the shows, or record a show on a topic of your choosing. Thank you for listening. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.